Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. The FBI and other agencies last night responding to a home in Bodwin, Maine, looking for the mass shooting suspect, Robert Card.
At that time, a police helicopter and drones circled the area with authorities on a megaphone urging someone to come out. 18 people were killed, 13 others injured in the town of Lewiston after a shooter opened fire inside a bowling alley and a bar Wednesday night. An arrest warrant has been issued for Card, with officials saying he should be considered armed and dangerous. The police left the residence without an arrest. I'm Dave Collins.
The Coast Guard now assisting in that manhunt. NBC News reports the Coast Guard has deployed sea and air assets to help look for 40-year-old Robert Card. 18 people were killed, 13 others injured in the town of Lewiston after a shooter opened fire inside a bowling alley and a bar. The arrest warrant has been issued for Card, with officials saying he should be considered armed and dangerous. The Army did confirm Card enlisted in the U.S. Army Reserve. Residents in that area have been asked to continue to shelter in place as the manhunt continues. Families of hostages held by Hamas have gathered on Capitol Hill.
Ruby Chen, a native of New York City, urged lawmakers to do everything in their power to secure the release of his 19-year-old son and the other 200 hostages.
We live in this bizarre universe of not knowing if our loved one is alive, dead, being taken care of, whether they eat. Where did he sleep?
Chen's son was taken captive by Hamas during their deadly ambush on October 7th. He serves as a soldier in the Israel Defense Forces. Congressman Steny Hoyer of Maryland assured the families that Congress is dedicated to bringing the hostages back home. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
The World Series starts tonight. Rangers and Diamondbacks set to go head-to-head for a World Series title. Texas hosting Arizona tonight for Game 1 at Globe Life Field. Arizona claiming the National League pennant for the first time since winning the World Series in 2001. The Texas Rangers have never won a World Series title. The ceremonial first pitch will be thrown out by former President George W. Bush. More than 50% of Americans, including those with employer-sponsored insurance, find health care costs challenging. A Commonwealth Fund survey reveals that even for those who bought their own insurance, such as on the Affordable Care Act marketplaces, 57% faced difficulties paying for health care this year. The lead actress of Disney's live-action Snow White adaptation is addressing the criticism she faced for her remarks about the original 1937 film. film. Rachel Zegler, who plays Snow White, had previously expressed that the animated Snow White film felt dated, and she voiced concerns about the depiction of the relationship between Snow White and the prince. Many took issue with her comments and questioned the potential quality of the upcoming live-action version. The FDA releasing a safety advisory for six states regarding a potentially tainted batch of oysters. The FDA is recommending restaurants dispose of them immediately. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez, and just released from Andrew Biggio is his follow-up book, This is Rifle 2, Back to the Battlefield. Andrew formerly served as a United States Marine Corps Infantry Sergeant, currently serves on the police force in Boston, Mass., a veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan, is president of New England's Wounded Veterans, Inc., a nonprofit which supports wounded veterans. He holds a master's degree in Homeland Security from Northeastern University in Boston. Andrew, Semper Fi, good to have you with us.
Hey, Semper Fi.
Hey, I'm so excited to talk to you. This is a follow-up from your first book called Rifle. Of course, this is appropriately titled The Rifle 2, Back to the Battlefield, right?
That's right. I had conducted over 300 World War II veteran interviews to lead to a second book.
Well, yeah, when you've got that kind of information, I'm glad you were able to give us a second look, because these stories, just like in the first book, are so heartening, and it reminds you why this is known as the greatest generation, right?
Sure thing, and we're in such a race against time with those we have left from that generation, and you know, you remind me with the word heartening, just how many of them have already passed away that I became so close to.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet. And the thing is that to be able to hear the stories, I mean, they're family members. Regrettably, Andrew, my dad served in World War II, and he was a medic at the Battle of the Bulge with Patton. And, you know, typical of World War II veterans, very reticent to talk about their experiences. And so what you're able to capture at this point is such an honor, you know, for them. Because it's not that they're in it for the glory. I've never talked to any World War II veteran who has opened up to any level that wanted any honor or glory. They were proud and continue to be proud to save the country, and they did so with honor. And, you know, and it's such a, you know, when you, and I'm sure you felt the same way, when you're talking with these men, that you just feel like, wow, I mean, here you are face to face with history, you're capturing it, not only for those of us not directly related, grateful for their service, but even for their family members, because I'm sure some of these stories that you got from them, they didn't even share with their family.
Yeah, that's totally right, including a medic that I wrote about who was in the Battle of the Bulge with the 4th Infantry Division in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Jake Bruiser.
Mm-hmm.
And his story was so compelling as a 19-year-old medic having to drag wounded men, some that he knew wouldn't survive and would survive, and moving the frozen bodies during the Battle of the Bulge, both German and American. And I got to return to, with Jake to Belgium and to Germany in the Herten Forest, where he served as a medic. And I put that all in the book at age 98, him and I returning to the foxholes, the trenches, the hills of, with shrapnel still in the trees, and everything
wow.
he remembered. You know, and that reminded me a lot of, you know, your father, too.
Yeah. Well, and Jake today, what was he, 98 years
yep.
old? Wow. Amazing. And the kind of history and what he was able, you know, to endure. And, you know, and I thought about it with my father many times. How many eyes did he close of veterans who died in the field of battle?
Mm-hmm. And
you know?
Carried that with him for decades and years, and then still have to raise a family, still have to have a career, still have to be a normal person in society and hold it together. And that's where both of my books also became a blueprint, a guideline for these younger veterans coming home from Iraq, Afghanistan, wherever, what they went through, and take a page out of the World War II veterans book, Life, and how to be and how to act. You know, these guys, you know, obviously the ones I wrote about live to be almost 100 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can live through a successful life after seeing combat, so can we. And that's what I try to tell all the younger vets.
Right. No, that there's a legacy and people before them. Thank God, all things considered, as you know, Andrew, that, you know, you're talking less than 1% of the citizenry, you know, it has been in a situation in a combat zone. Sadly, today, it's that number is about what enters into the military today, which, you know, for me, it was such an experience serving in the Marine Corps. And I was, you know, I went in toward the end of Vietnam and ended up staying here in the United States because I was in broadcasting. So I did the Marine Corps' version of Good Morning Camp Pendleton. Okay, so,
sure.
But my two older brothers were in country. One is a career Air Force, and the other had been drafted in the Army. My brother, who was in the Army, was a field radio operator, so you know what kind of crap he was subjected to.
Yeah.
And so, and he still, again, probably, you know, as you say, till the day he dies, he's going to carry this with him. And I know it's hard for him to talk about it. I'm just there when he wants to, and but it's tough. It's kind of like with my dad, you know, they just hold these experiences close. But, you know, this is part of the process, as you found out, in working with vets who are wounded, that they need to have this conversation. They need to get this out of their system. You know, I think we're a lot wiser and we understand PTSD better than we did in World War II. We had so many soldiers coming back and, you know, not able to adapt because they didn't know what was going on with them, right?
Yeah, you know, and, you know, back then they called it combat fatigue or shell shock and different types of psychosis. It very much did, you know, exist back then, but, man, did the government and our culture back then sweep it under the rug because they kind of viewed it as a, I guess, a cowardly injury to have post-traumatic stress or
yes.
those kinds of, you know.
Well, because big boys don't cry, right? I mean, we were raised that way. We're supposed to suck it up and be tough, but you know, and so here it is that you get these emotions and these feelings that are buried, but that's not the answer, and we found out the hard way. And thank God for, you know, the efforts that you're doing with your organization and so many others that are coming along, you know, vets who are dealing with this.
Yeah, but yeah, you're right. And we did find out the hard way. So many World War II veterans that took their own lives. They drank themselves to death. They were, you know, and I wrote this in my second book, some of them were family abusers, both, you know, domestically with their partner or children. And I had been over in Normandy with World War II veterans who had, you know, had been sober now for, you know, 50 years and things like that, and their kids on their side say, hey, you know, I just really know I didn't talk to my father for 10 years because he was such a mean person. And I want to thank you for bringing us back to normal. You could now see what he went through. And, you know, not that it's an excuse for him to act like that, but it does open up their eyes.
Yeah, what exactly.
Grandpa went through, great grandpa, you and dad went through.
Right. And the thing is that there are solutions, and it does broaden our perspective. And thank God healing takes place, which is so important. Got to go to break. We've got more from Andrew Biggio after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Andrew Biggio. His new book just released, The Rifle 2, Back to the Battlefield, available at all the usual places. Right, Andrew?
That's right.
Well, the title of the book, Rifle 2, Back to the Battlefield, your book named after the M1, Garand rifle, right?
The number one rifle that was issued to every World War II soldier then, and it's what brings back all their memories, putting it into their hand 78 years later.
And that's amazing. You have taken this rifle back and forth across the country, interviewed some 300 veterans, and what is it like for them? I mean, I could only imagine when you put this rifle into their hands.
It's literally like a time machine, you know, handing them this rifle again, you know.
Right.
And the way they look at it, they're memorized by the memories and the feeling of it, and how they, even if they weren't infantry, and how they had it in basic training, or it was
exactly
earned the Medal of Honor, or, you know, stuff like that. You know, things come to them, even if they just carried it in training, but then whether they were a B-17 tail gunner, you know, or on a ship. And, you know, obviously a lot of my stories are infantry Marines and soldiers who fought in the Battle of Bulge and in Germany during the assault over the Rhine River. These guys, this weapon brings back these memories. It's a piece of equipment they ate with, they slept with, they lived with continuously until the war was won.
Yeah.
And now,
well, it's the credo. It's the credo of all Marines. We're first riflemen, right?
That's it. Yeah.
So
every Marine is a rifleman first.
That's right. So how did you come up with the idea of the rifle?
Well, I am named after my uncle who was killed in World War II. So my grandfather's brother was killed in action. And when I got home from Iraq and Afghanistan, I started to read his letters that he wrote home before he was killed, and how much he enjoyed the M1 rifle and what it meant to him, and him writing home to his mother at age 19, talking about this rifle and how many rounds it shoots and how heavy it is and how accurate it is. And I can't even imagine being that excited over a weapon and to write home to your mom about it as if she would really actually understand what you need and what it looks like. You know, it's such, it's so funny. We say the military makes a man out of you, but this, like many people in the military, their best friend is their mother when they write home.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
When I saw how much he cared about this rifle and how he was invested into it, I wanted to hold what he held. I wanted to feel what he felt. I wanted to connect with this long-lost relative who I was named after, because I really felt survivor's guilt that I lived through Iraq and Afghanistan. He was killed and never got to have a life. And I think about him every day, and I try to live my life as if he could have or would have. I mean, the kid never even got to go to college or probably had a steady girlfriend.
Amazing.
Every veteran I put that rifle's hands into, over the 300 veterans have signed their name on this rifle. So this rifle is now covered in signatures. I mean, you can barely see the wooden stock of it. There's names all over it. So now when I do put it in their hands, not only are they thinking about all the memories with that rifle, but they're sitting there and they're studying all the names and locations and of all their fellow veterans from the Greatest Generation.
And you mentioned Medal of Honor awardees. How many MOHs are on the rifle? Were you able to get any of their signatures?
Oh yeah, there's two. There's Robert Maxwell, who jumped on a grenade in France with the 3rd Infantry Division, and then there's Herschel Woody Williams, who earned the Medal of Honor with the 3rd Marine Division on Iwo Jima with a flamethrower. Woody is someone who I wrote about extensively, not just, you know, about how he earned the Medal of Honor, but his life afterwards in veteran services and what he did for really 60, 70 years for veterans. I mean, he turned that Medal of Honor into a way to give back to the veteran community.
Wow. Great, great stories. Share some more stories with us, if you would, please. Yeah, I know that you had a select number. Who you weren't able to highlight in Rifle, in the first release of Rifle, but Rifle 2, we meet some new men, right?
That's right. I think, you know, in Rifle 2, I got to interview one of the last Screaming Eagles, the 101st Airborne, one of the original members of Dog Company, 506 Parachute Infantry, 101st Airborne. This man was the last survivor of Dog Company. And for those who know Band of Brothers, Easy Company was the company that HBO did their miniseries on, that books were written on by Stephen Ambrose. And so I got to interview on Last Man at Dog Company, who stayed out of the limelight for 101 years. He passed away at 101. And turned down all interviews, turned down having his story told, and I got to tell his story of him being wounded in Carentan, France, being wounded in Holland, losing two of his best friends in the Battle of Bulge. His name is Frank Maniscalco, and he just passed away 2 weeks ago. So I'm glad we got his story up in time.
Wow. And it's amazing, too, that, well, of course, these guys you're interviewing, I mean, they're 80s, 90s, over 100. This is amazing that you were able to, you know, to connect with us. We've got about 3 minutes left. Share some more stories. Tell us about somebody else.
Yeah, also in Rifle 2, we got Marines that served on Peleliu. You know, as a Marine, you and I can respect the, what I call the old breed, and Emilio Magliocane was with Able Company 1-5 on Peleliu, and it is just a macabre story on what these Marines had to do to their enemy in order to win World War II. And this is stuff that would put our troops today in jail, you know, stuff that they were able to get away, the greatest generation were able to do and get away, to win the war would put our guys in jail today, and they have, you know. They thought, the World War II veterans I talked to, Marines specifically, who said, who thought it was a shame that Marines actually got in trouble for urinating on the dead Taliban in Afghanistan, because they said, that's nothing compared to what we used to do. And I think about that all the time, because here are all these other veterans from all these other generations living in the shadows of the greatest generation of World War II, but really, these men that I interviewed taught me that war wasn't just black and white, wasn't just good versus evil, and that they did not so great things in order to win World War II. And I think that it should be an eye-opener for so many people who may have served in what they feel was a unpopular war.
Well, and this is the thing about war. You can't control it. I mean, this is sometimes, you know, like here we are. We're talking about, for example, you know, in the current context of what's going on in Israel right now. And to hear some of these, politicians and, some of these consultants talk about war, you can't control humanity. You can't control the emotions. You got bullets flying at you and all kinds of evil flying around. I mean, what do you think is going to happen? Like, all of a sudden, there's the rules of war that are going to be played? Let me tell you, Hamas came over the fence and they attacked southern Israel, innocents, raping and pillaging, decapitating the heads of babies.
Exactly.
It's not a beautiful thing. But this is why you have a national defense, so that you can protect your citizens, and you do what you can to do that. But I think that in some cases, there's not enough allowance to understand what happens. You can't wind somebody up and have them deal with this kind of fear and think that they're going to operate in a way that is I guess civil. Civil and war somehow doesn't seem to be congruous in my humble opinion, Andrew. That's just my insight for what it's worth. Andrew Biggio formerly served as a U.S. Marine Infantry Sergeant. He currently serves on the police force in Boston, Massachusetts, author of the book, The Rifle 2, which is now available at all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Rifle 2, back to the battlefield. Andrew Biggio, thank you. Take care, Andrew.
Thank you.
Semper Fi, my friend.
home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
USA News Update. The FBI and other agencies last night responding to a home in Bodwin, Maine, looking for the mass shooting suspect, Robert Card. The Coast Guard now assisting in that manhunt. NBC News reports the Coast Guard has deployed sea and air assets. Residents in the area have been asked to continue to shelter in place as the manhunt continues. Families of hostages held by Hamas have gathered on Capitol Hill. Congressman Steny Hoyer of Maryland assured the families that Congress is dedicated to bringing the hostages back home. The Rangers and Diamondbacks set to go head-to-head for a World Series title starting tonight. The ceremonial first pitch will be thrown out by former President George W. Bush. Last time Arizona won, it was 2001. The Texas Rangers have never won a World Series title. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tune in to Bill Martinez
Live. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Check out Jordan Goodman right now, America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. He's here to tell us all about the impact of the Middle East war as it stands today and where it may be heading. Whoa, can you say, Jordan?
Well, the first thing is oil prices, and oil has been going up to the 90s now. It had been high 60s not that long ago. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, at the moment, it's Israel and Gaza, but if it quickly spreads to be a regional conflict, it looks very likely that Hezbollah is going to attack, and there's going to be that, and maybe even Syria. Maybe Iran could get involved. If that happens, and Iran starts cutting off the Strait of Hormuz, all the oil from Kuwait and other places couldn't get out. Oil would spike in price, and there'd be shortages. It'd be like a replay of the 1973 war.
Exactly. Yeah, Jimmy Carter years. Welcome back. Get ready for gas lines and everything. What do we got? About 30% of the world's oil going through the Strait of Hormuz still?
That's right. So we have the Fifth Fleet there, so we may get into a naval gun battle in the Strait of Hormuz, which is not great.
No.
Tankers going by with millions of barrels of oil in the middle of a naval war.
When you got all these bombs concentrated in an area, you and I talked about this before, this is an opportunity for an oops, right?
Well, that's right. And so one of the things that happens is that oil tankers get insured, and insurance companies will not insure a tanker if it's going through a war zone.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
If it becomes a war zone, they can't I can't go because I don't get insurance. That's just a very small thing. But because we're not energy independent anymore, we're more dependent on this than the world is, than it had been in the past. So it started with Hamas. Mm. I mean, Hamas is about to get wiped out.
Yeah. But who came up with that great idea to get rid of energy independence?
Biden.
Yay, Biden. Lord,
I mean, Hamas is about to get wiped out, but everything they want is what's happening. They've lit the flame on worldwide conflagration. We got cities in the U.S. as well as around the world having these, you know, pro-Israel and pro-Hamas rallies. You know, it's going to get violent at some point. The Arab street is completely in an uproar over all this, and this is before Israel invades with the ground force, which is going to happen soon, and there's going to be tens of thousands of people killed. It's a humanitarian disaster, all set off by Hamas. So they wanted to create this chaos. They wanted to create a regional, if not wider, war, and this is all they're doing exactly what Iran wants them to do. What was going to happen before all this is there was going to be a peace between Saudi and Israel, and Iran wanted to upset that. So that's why they're doing all this, is to prevent peace in the Middle East, basically.
Well, and that's the point. You know, what you're laying out here is that Hamas is really being a guppy for Iran. I mean, they're throwing them under the bus, and they don't even realize this. I mean, they're, because of all this ancient hatred that, has allowed their brains to fall out of their skulls, and they can't even think about how they're being utilized. This is why even some of the soldiers of Hamas have seen this, and they said, wait a minute, what's going on? You know, we're being used here. We're the ones taking bullets. These guys are there in Qatar. In five-star, apartments or hotels, eating it up very good. Between there and Turkey, they're all is well for them. And we're putting our lives and our families' lives on the line, you know, for these knuckleheads. That's worthless. And as you say, this is all being orchestrated because Iran, yes, it wants to disturb, you know, what's happening in Saudi Arabia. But I also believe that it wants to detract from, you know, how close they are to being fully nuclear.
That's right. Very much so. Yeah. And so it's grand play, but we're being hit by it. I think the U.S. military is going to get involved. We're sending aircraft carriers and Marines. If Israel gets hit on all sides, from the north, from Syria, maybe even from Iran, they're sending missiles from Yemen towards Israel. I mean,
yes, exactly.
Becoming a wider war. I don't think Israel has enough soldiers. They called up 300,000 plus. But I think U.S. forces are going to get involved here, actually, to save Israel, if that's what it comes down to.
Well, and the thing is that you've got America, you know, almost like Qatar. They're the opposite version of Qatar. Qatar's a double agent. They're playing both sides to the middle. They found a niche that allows them to survive because they're the only ones, you know, the Arabs will talk to. And then they'll talk to the United States, and somehow it makes them warm and fuzzy. And Joe gets excited, and he opens up the people's checkbook and writes them a big check. And life goes on, right? And then meanwhile...
Big checks. Part of the check was the $6 billion that we gave to Iran for the hostages. And I think that's part of what's been funding Hamas.
But that's chump change.
Iran is in terrible economic shape. Yeah. Where do they come up with the money to support Hamas and Hezbollah?
Well, they came up because we had an Iran sympathizer. We had three Iran sympathizers in the government at high levels of government. One negotiating, he negotiated the Iran nuclear deal, and he also had the ability to waive the sanctions that were supposed to be imposed upon the sale of Iran oil to China, and we're talking something like $60 to $80 billion of buildup in their treasury. That's where the money has been coming from. America has been part and parcel of of supplying and supporting terrorists. I mean, this is absurd. I mean, look at if the American people cannot figure this out, then you and I need to move somewhere else because this. I mean, we're in a hot mess with Joe Biden and the Democrats. I'm just sorry to say.
Yeah,
And you can say it's the Uniparty. You can say it's all the other, you know, military industrial, experts that are also, you know, manipulating this. The globalists. Yeah, that's I get it. The whole political, the political fraternity is one big hot mess, all at the expense of the people. And we're sitting here. We just want to, you know, like most people in the world, we just want to live in peace, you know, raise our families.
Exactly.
Work hard, you know, have a good time, listen to Jordan Goodman on the radio, you know, and, you know, have that. What else?
Americans are going to see it in higher gas prices. I mean, that's one, you know, clear way we're going to see it. And higher inflation, which means the Federal Reserve is going to keep raising interest rates. If you have oil, say you have that situation where Iran cuts off the Strait of Hormuz and oil goes from 90 to 150 or something like that, okay, that's wildly inflationary. Which means the Federal Reserve is going to offset that with even higher interest rates. We have mortgage rates up to 8% now.
Right.
I mean, rates are really risen a lot here, and it's making homes unaffordable for Americans. So that's the way to bring it home, the impact on us.
Well, that would be the least of the problems. The other thing that we're looking at, like you hinted a moment ago, and that is we end up in World War III. Then at that point, what do you do?
It's not good because this is a very different World War III than we've had before. People have nukes. I mean, you've already got a major war going on with Russia and Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got a major war going on in the Middle East. I think China goes after Taiwan next.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
They're seeing us as weak.
Yeah, and here it is, deja vu, one more time, World War II, going into III, because this is a setup. So this is where, you know, the American people, if that's what it takes for them to wake up, boy, what a rude awakening, you know, that we're in for because of the leadership that we have put into office that are running this country. I mean, it just scares the holy what have you out of me. I got to tell you, Jordan, is incompetent as Joe Biden.
All this could have been avoided as well.
Well, yeah, we could have voted right and had somebody different there. Because here it is, you're counting on Joe Biden as a commander in chief, where Robert Gates says he's never had, you know, he's not made one right decision in his 40-year career of dealing in foreign policy, and now he's the commander-in-chief, and we're on the brink of, a possible
World War III,
and he's going to be the commander-in-chief? Oy.
That's true. So that's the situation we're in. Meanwhile, the stock market's doing well, and Bitcoin is soaring, so there are other things going on. Bitcoin.
Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, the play was outstanding, right? Okay, so how can the people get in touch with you? Because you're full of good news.
I am. Jordan at moneyanswers.com. Good news. Yes.
Okay, you got it. Thanks, pal. Take care.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement.
No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. Good to have you with us sharing a part of your day. It is time for the Good News Girl. Yes, Sam's Corner herself, the infamous Sam, Samantha Mao, our Good News Girl with all the latest viral videos that everybody's getting excited about. A lot of great stories to talk about. And I think we're on standby here as we're trying to get connected with her. And I am waiting for just a moment. I will tell you one story in particular, and I saw this the other day. The world's oldest dog, he dies at 31. Can you imagine? And the thing is, I mean, 31 years of age. I think the average dog maybe lives to about 10 or 12, and Sam is with us now. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. This story about the oldest dog, and I saw this the other day, and I'm glad you brought it up. He dies at the age of 31. I think, what is the average dog lifespan? About somewhere 10, 12 years, maybe 15 if you're lucky.
It all depends on the dog breed. A lot of times, the larger the dog, the shorter the amount of time it lives. This mm-hmm. type of dog, his name was Bob. He's a Fero do. I'm trying to say this in Spanish, and so I know I'm saying it wrong. Fero de Tejo breed, and they usually live about 10 to 14 years. Life expectancy.
But 31 years. It must have. It must have been the tacos or the churro. I don't know. You know, whatever. Or chorizo. Probably gave him some chorizo there, and he was, you know, kept everything clean inside or something. But amazing, 31 years of age, and you know, I mean, dogs, they capture our hearts in such a way. And as you know, last year we had to put down a dog, and my chiropractor, he told me, you know, very encouraging. He says, Bill, you know, there's always one dog. There's always one dog that, in your experience, that will stand out. And that was our dog, Kobe. It was my son's dog, actually. And he ended up with me. And I, of all the dogs that we've had, I've never had to go through that moment when, you know, they passed. I was protected, I guess. But this one I went through, and oh, I'm telling you, I was the basket case. I needed therapy for a while. It was really hard, you know. So when I saw this story, you know, 31 years, my goodness, I mean, it was, you know, that even still, that had to be very tough for the people to, you know, let him go.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, dogs do have, there always is that one dog. And I kind of thought I already had that one dog, and then I have, you know, I have four more dogs, but there's one of them that stands out is, like, special to me. She's the first of that four, and, you know, she's going to be 12 this year. And I keep thinking, okay, girl, you got to break the record. you got to be the record breaker and live forever.
Yeah. Hang in there, but this is incredible. So 11,478 days on Earth, and this dog just had to be real special to be with that family for 31 years like that. What else can you tell us about this sweet story, the family, how they were affected by this dog?
So one of the things that his owner said was the environment that he was in was calm and peaceful, and that's what kind of helped him do it. That's what, you know, kept him from, like, he was trying to think, what was it that, you know, led to this record-breaking age? And they think that's what it was. Mm-hmm. And actually, Bob just made it into the Guinness Book of World Record earlier this year in February when he was 30 years old. And something else I thought you might be interested in was he beat out another dog from the 1930s that had earned the title of the world's oldest living dog. It was an Australian Shepherd cattle dog. It was an Australian cattle dog named Billy that lived to be 29 years old. But there's other dogs out there that are living, because I was like, that's like a human living to be 200 years old. You know, it's just very, it's very surprising. And, you know,
well, I remember Sam interviewing, and I'm trying to remember, I'm not sure. You know, this co-star, he was, I want to say maybe he was with the TV series Rifleman, or maybe could have been Leave It to Beaver, but one of those era TV shows. And I mean, his name escapes me right now, but I know out in Southern California, he was, you know, had dogs, and his dogs were like, you know, 20, 25 years old. Yeah, it was just, and I'm going, how do you do this? And yeah, some of it was food and that sort of thing. But it was, you know, quite interesting to hear his stories. And I'm sure there's other people that just have this uncanny ability to extend lives with their dogs. They're so loved. And, you know, like in this particular case for Bobby, the world's oldest dog who just passed, lived in a peaceful environment, and he was in sync with that, and you know, just kept on enjoying it. Anyway, this next story here is about an 18-year-old Florida teen. His adoption, actually, it was just before he was 18. His adoption is finalized, right? Tell us about this.
This is just hours before his 18th birthday.
Hours, wow.
Just hours before he turns 18. So a young man in Clay County down in Georgia named Roman, he became the seventh child of Renee and Brad Balasaitis, if I can say it. I'm sorry, I'm getting tongue-tied this morning. They have adopted out. So they have two of their own children, but this is the seventh child that they adopted. And it was a big deal for him because, you know, if he gets adopted before he's 18, it's a whole different process. And if you, like, there is a way to kind of adopt you after you become an adult, but it's a whole different, more complicated process. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about how important it is, you know, for these kids to feel like they have a home and a place that they're wanted and a place that they're loved. So, you know, you may think 18, you know, he's about to leave and be off into the world. Well, when you're 18, you still need a place to come back home to and people who care about you. You know, that's important your whole life. Mm-hmm. And they made sure that he had this. And, you know, he was talking about how bad he was sweating, and how fast his heart was beating, and how happy he is. And, you know, he just, it means a lot to have somewhere to go home to and someone to talk to. And he's like, I have people to talk to now. And it just, I think it kind of reminds you, you know, you always think of kids being adopted, being young, you know, just children. But he's officially an adult just a few hours after this, and he still needs a home. And I thought this was a beautiful story to share.
Oh, it's a great.
You don't see it
because
often enough.
I think, you know, again, the importance of having family. And, you know, and when you're a little kid and you've always grown up with one, you kind of, you don't really think about someone who hasn't had a family. And when you hear this story, it causes you to pause a moment and be thankful for the family that you're in. And and there are many stories just like this where kids are being adopted and brought into families. And, you know, God bless the families for doing this. You know, for taking on this responsibility, no matter what age, if it's a newborn or somebody, a teenager, because, you know, sometimes it's much more difficult for kids. The older they get, they will tell you, you know, for them to find, you know, what they refer to as a forever home. You know, so this is really, really a sweet story. Now, this next one, I got a kick out of this one, and that is a gender reveal at a popular steakhouse that's going viral. Tell us about this one.
Like, so I was talking about this the other day. Sometimes gender reveals, they can almost like be a put off because people do so over the top things. You know, you hear people like, somebody got hurt during a gender reveal or there's a fire,
yeah, right.
But this one was so cute. Mm. So, Bailey Hill and her husband, Travis, they went to a server at their steakhouse. And the place is called The Taste of Texas. And I thought this was so cool because I used to be a server. I was like, I would have loved to be part of this. So what they do is they hand their server a sonogram.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, okay, we haven't looked at it. We want you to look at it. And based on the results, we want you to bring out steak if it's a boy and lobster if it's a girl.
Now, wait a minute. Look at, to me, sonograms are like, you know, when you're, you know, you get interior designers say, okay, we're going to put this kind of wallpaper. And you go, okay, well, what does that look? And they give you like a little chip. Like a little one-inch square chip, right? And you're supposed to envision that on the wall. A sonogram, even worse yet. You look at it and you see all these blurry lines and, you know, it's black and white and, you know, shadows and everything like that. I mean, this sonogram must have captured the vital gender part to make it easy that some server, any server is going to be able to read the sonogram and tell you whether it's a boy or a girl, right?
So I thought about that myself. I'm thinking it must have been printed on the side of the sonogram, you know, just like in the little notes, it'll tell you different things.
Yes,
kind
yes,
of on
okay.
The side. Because I was like, I can't read a sonogram. If you've ever seen a sonogram, a lot of time it makes no sense.
Okay, so I thought maybe it was just me. Okay, good. Thank you so much. You just made me feel better. I thought maybe it was just me, but go ahead.
No, absolutely. Like, no, when I was having sonograms last year, even when he was getting pretty far along, it took me a minute to get my eyes adjusted to even figure out where his head was, you know, until he's like pretty big, it's hard to even tell. And so when you're just finding out the gender, usually I think that this would probably be around 5 months or maybe 3 months. I found out from a genetic test at like, you know, I think it was 8 weeks or something. So there's all different kinds of ways to find out. But I just thought this was so cute. And then so to answer the question, it was a boy. The server comes out with steak. And, you know, it was a really sweet moment that ends up going viral on Twitter. And I'm just wondering how often, you know, people are going to do something like this instead. I think it's a sweet moment between a couple. And I think that's a great way to do a gender reveal. I'm sure they'll always think of a little boy when they eat steak.
Yeah, exactly. And the kid's going to grow up and, I hate steak.
We eat steak for my birthday every year.
Yeah, really? I don't want steak. Give me lobster for a change, for goodness sakes. What kind of family did I land in here? Another sweet story about a community rallies to replace a stolen custom bike for a teen with autism. So sweet. Yeah, you got to check out the stories of Sam's Corner. Samantha Mao, she's the good news girl. She's so faithful to report these uplifting stories with us every week. Sam, as always, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, too.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
rate? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your...